tonight on Arena. Tenet, She Dies Tomorrow and A White, White Day are the movies up for review. And Barbara Kingsolver talks to us about her new poetry collection. Five one double 51551 is the text. You can tweet the programme at RTE Arena. But we start this evening with the news that emerged this afternoon, the death of the playwright, storyteller and dramatist Eugene McCabe. Eugene was born to Irish parents in Glasgow in 1930, but the family returned to Monaghan in the 1940s at the outbreak of World War II. Attending college in Dublin and Cork, McCabe returned to the family farm in the 1950s, but by 1966 he had devoted himself to writing, and that was in no small part due to the success of one of his first plays, King of the Castle, which made a huge impact at the Dublin Theatre Festival in 1965. That play was restaged by Druid Theatre in the 1980s and again in more recent years, directed by Gary Hines, who joins me now on the line to talk about the legacy of Eugene McCabe. The King of the Castle is your very direct connection, Gary, with Eugene McCabe. I don't think he could be described as a man of the theatre.
No. Not at all, other than that he wrote great plays. But can I just correct you there in the first place? The production I directed of King of the Castle was in the Abbey in the late 80s, and then Druid did a new production in 2018.
Sure. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
What was it about that play? So you went at it twice, so yeah. There was obviously something in it that attracted you.
Well, it always attracted me. I think I must have read it very early on, and just the power of it kind of flew off the page. And when I got the opportunity to direct at the Abbey, it would not have been possible to do it in Druid at the time because of the size of the cast. And so when I got an opportunity to direct at the Abbey, I just grabbed it with both hands. And I was lucky enough to have a tremendous cast with Ruth McCabe, Eugene's daughter, in the lead female role, and Brendan Gleeson playing Matt, the character who seduces her away from the King of the Castle.
The King of the Castle. I mean, Scobar McAdam is the King of the Castle. In some ways, the setup in the play has a very a very John B. Keane type of feel to it. You know, that idea of the land and wanting the land to be continued on through the family, and how important that aspect of inheritance was. What was singular about Eugene McCabe's style of writing?
I think the comparison in terms of theme is correct with John B., but as writers, they could not have been more different. Mm. There was an austerity, a sort of gauntness, a kind of skeletal power to Eugene's writing, which was quite extraordinary. I mean, even to read King of the Castle today is to be struck by the sheer power of the language. And in everything that he did, he was like a writer writing at the top of his game all the time. His use of language was just superb. And for that, I mean, I can't imagine. I was 11 years old in 1964, so I can only imagine what the impact must have been then. But the impact in the late 80s was extraordinary, as it was again in 2017, despite the basic theme being something that has, you know, is no longer, if you like, a theme of Irish writing.
I suppose we're talking about a younger man literally siring an inheritor, a young kid who could inherit this farm. That was what we were speaking about.
Well, absolutely. And if you think, if you just, repeat the plot of it as it is now, you just think, oh my God, you're never going to be able to make something as audacious as that work. You're never going to be able to make a psychological context for those characters, for that plot to work. But he did.
Yeah.
And he did it in the fewest of words and the most nuanced of situations.
I suppose for many people, apart from the play itself, I think his novel, Death and Nightingales, is very important, but also three stories, Cancer, Heritage and Siege, which were stories in themselves, and then there were television plays in 1973,
right,
under the collective title of Victims. They had a huge impact at the time and were very political in terms of what was happening in Northern Ireland.
Well, you know, I mean, Eugene, I believe lived on the border. I seem to remember that the border actually ran through his land or very near his land. So he was, maybe it was something of that great power that went into his writing. He was aware of both sides equally in a way. And he was able by, I think by virtue of his, he was a singular man. He was, when we say he's not a man of theatre, he was not a man that I remember in my memory was a man for first nights or the social context of the theatre. So I think that kind of power of isolation, sort of, not isolation as such, but the sense that he was there and of the land and on the land, I think gave a great power to his writing.
And just briefly on the novel Death and Nightingales, published originally in 1992, a classic of Irish literature for many people. He went to pre-partition Ireland, but dealt again with the topic of Catholicism and Protestantism in Clogher, in the Diocese of Clogher, along the border.
Yes, and indeed, a diocese that I know well in the sense that I spent 10 years in Monaghan in my childhood, so Clogher is a name that's familiar to me. But the again, you know, it's his only novel as far as I'm aware, and it's extraordinary. It's absolutely extraordinary. Somebody who spent 50 years writing prose could not have achieved something as extraordinary as it.
Well, sad news indeed, and I'm sure you, like us, Gary, will want to extend your sympathies to the family, in particular to Ruth, who many
and
people
know. That's Manus, whom I know, and of course Margot.
Yeah, his wife Margot. That's Gary Hines speaking to us about Eugene McCabe, and we'll finish up with the voice of Eugene McCabe himself in a 2018 interview speaking with Vincent Woods, in fact, about Death and Nightingales and the reaction of one reader to that book.
In the back of the Bloomsbury edition, there was, he was a prison guard, a screw they call him. There was a screw who read Death and Nightingales, and he said it had changed his whole outlook to Catholics and the South. And when the editor read this, and he read this comment from this man, he thought, we have to publish this. So that's history. And that's literature influencing a man's thinking. You know, he's reading a novel, he knows it's a novel, he knows it's all invented, but there you are.
And that's the voice of Eugene McCabe, whose death was announced this afternoon.
Arena.